me, the Punditaker, and
Starvin Mubber. Thank you.
Please stick around for all the great programming here on 2SER.
On the Park, I think, is coming up next.
Yes, On the Park. And we'll go straight to that right about now. Stick around on 2SER.
Match Sticks.
Don't ruin the theater of this show.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a sports show on 2SER that was once described by a listener as on air. Joel Kassam is my name, and joining me this week to bring you all the latest in sporting news from around the globe are Gabby and Mick. Oh, wait, sorry, I have to introduce you separately and I'll do it properly. First up is a woman who is bursting at the seams with the excitement that in only 20 more sleeps the NRL season will start. It's Gabby Morris.
Yay!
Hello. That was a loud clap. Hello, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Well, you're always
20
here.
More sleeps. 20 more sleeps.
What does the NRL stand for again?
National Rugby.
You tell us. No, you tell us.
Okay, I'll give you National Rugby. You try and guess what the L stands for.
Naughty Rookie League.
No, that's pretty much what they do on the off-season.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's the off-season. Well, I don't know. It'll probably be the on-season as well.
I was going to say it's all-season.
Mick, sorry. And second up is a man who just today tried to change his name by deed poll to Karl Lagerfeld's cat. It's Mick Radojkovic.
Is that a... Thank you. Is that an in-joke? I don't know.
Is it? No one...
What? I mean, okay. This is a sports show and I don't know where the crossover with high fashion is, but I really, you know, appreciate the try there.
Okay, I'll tell you how I got to this joke. So,
what would we call a joke?
Didn't work. So I always try and come up with something for both of you that happened through the week. Not much happened this week, which is why you got the NRL one. And yep. It's 20 more sleeps. Like, I can use that again in a couple more weeks.
Yep.
It'll be fine.
Yep.
I had nothing for you, Mick. Oh. And then I found out that guy died, but his cat is set to inherit like millions and millions of dollars.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Now I get it.
Oh, wow.
I guess your feed is full of
fashion. Funny, right?
Yeah, I get it. Now I'm Karl Lagerfeld's cat.
And I think I saw it on Twitter. My feed is not full of fashion. Look at me.
Yeah, he's rolling in his grave looking at you right now.
My shoes have holes in them.
Actually, both of you.
Should we talk about what we're wearing?
We're in a work shirt. It doesn't count.
I got a black shirt. I'm wearing the same board shorts that I wear here every week since Christmas.
Since fifth grade.
And my shoes are very dirty. And they have holes in them.
Thank God we're on radio. So.
Anyone else want to describe what they're wearing?
I'm wearing a black code of conduct shirt.
You are?
Because I like live music and I like bands and hip-hop duo from Sydney.
Yes.
Rock on. And some nice...
chinos.
Aubergine pants.
Yes. Very nice. Your fly's undone. How about you, Gab? It's not. Sorry, mate.
Oh, that's too good. I just want to talk about flies undone because it was really awkward. A colleague had their fly undone and he was actually, and he was going into a meeting.
Okay.
And I just didn't feel comfortable enough to be like, oop. Like, what?
Because
it shows you're looking, hey? Like,
yeah, exactly. But it was very much open. Like, it was so obvious. And I didn't want to go, whoopsie daisies. Like, what do you say?
It's a bit breezy down there today.
That's a big one.
Oh, that's gross. You can't say that.
It's a bit breezy.
A bit breezy.
You know? I just say,
that's a big one.
Oh, the window's open.
Oh, that's a good one.
I can see your penis. That's another one I think people use a lot.
You're wearing no underwear. I mean, geez.
Yeah.
Settle down.
It's happened to me like a few times over the last month. Like,
you did nothing. You
I just freaked, and then I was like, "That poor person. Like, I shouldn't. You have to say something, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you
I
just
think
do
so.
These ones. Like the eye look down, but then that's a bit creepy.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
They just think you've got an eye problem, or you.
I do. I've got a lazy eye, so it's just really confusing.
Okay, how was everyone's sporting weeks?
I got kicked in the stomach by a soccer ball and I tried to walk it off as if it was...
A soccer ball kicked you?
Yeah, with legs?
Yeah, yeah. My kid kicked the soccer ball really hard and hit me in the stomach.
Oh.
And I was trying to do the things where you're like, oh, and then I was like, good. Yeah, continue on. Yeah, oh, I'm fine. And I was like genuinely winded and... Mm. had to just kind of like walk it off. It's been a while since I've been winded, actually. It's an awful
thing.
It's
not great. Awful. It is not great. Very painful.
And it wasn't like even that hard. Like I can't even imagine what like it would be like to get like a proper winding. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, that was
my fun.
My highlight.
Highlight.
How about sad. You, Mr. Rad?
Pretty quiet, to be honest. I'm still not in any sports teams. No callbacks.
Wait, we mentioned this last week. Have we got any further?
No.
Do we know if they're playing and you've just been uninvited?
I don't think they're playing.
Okay.
So ooh. I think it just they're just not on this season.
Oh, Joel looks like he has some intel.
No, yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't think I saw anything on Facebook about anyone available this week.
Exactly. So unless I'm being blocked on the group, or I think it's not on. But just a side note to this, someone else put up on Facebook a little while ago, oh, I'm thinking of doing a five-a-side indoor like soccer team. Or maybe a 5-7-a-side, how many a side? And I said, hey, that'd be cool. It's down in Redfern at the National Centre of Indigenous Excellence. And I thought, that'd be great. Crickets.
Nothing. You and social nothing sports back. Not mixing.
I know.
You have to start a team. You have to start your own team.
Yeah, maybe I do, but then... what if no one comes?
Oh, well, that's true. Well, think of is there how many, like, do darts or something?
Darts.
Or it's just
darts.
You.
What I do actually, I mean, every Thursday night they got a ping pong tournament down at the local pub.
Which pub?
Lord Gladstone, just around the corner here. And the same team has just won like 2 weeks in a row. And they're desperate for people to join in. So
I'm really good at ping pong.
Are you?
No, like I'm not being a dickhead. I'm actually really
100 bucks they're giving away every week.
What?
Yeah.
Get down. I'll come down. I'll watch.
What are the contestants like?
Well, okay, I guess, but not professionals. I've been down and watched, but I've never actually played. I'm pretty good. I used to be really good. I used to play every day with my neighbour.
Yeah, right.
I just need a bit of warm-up, a bit of getting going.
Yeah, we should do that.
We should.
Okay.
I love ping pong.
Can't say it.
Table tennis. More professional.
Yeah, table tennis. How about you, Joel? How was your score?
Yeah, I didn't. I scored 10 runs again in cricket, which is 2 weeks in a row is fantastic.
Wow, double figures. That's like an average. Did you get not out this time as well?
Nah, I got out.
So you're averaging 20?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, for those two.
For those two games, yeah. My average is much lower in real life. But anyway, yeah, so I didn't do much. But I did. This has nothing to do with sport, but on Saturday night.
I kissed a girl.
I just wanted you guys to know.
Very I kissed sporting someone. Of you.
You go, sport.
For the first time ever, ordered Uber Eats to my house. I've never done that
before. No, you said that the other week that you did it.
No, I've never done this.
Oh.
I did it the Maybe first, you said very, very first it. Time I did it to work. It got delivered to work.
Oh.
And now I've done it to my own house.
Oh, okay. Own, that's what you said. By myself.
Such a big boy now, John.
So I had a burger delivered to my house.
Oh.
A burger. What? Like, I know people have been doing this for a long time now, but it was so exciting for me that someone actually just brought me
it's such a
burger.
Crazy phenomenon,
but I mean,
really.
Home delivery is not a new thing.
No, I know, but burger. Like, I've never had like a burger delivered. Yeah.
Yeah. I got the Macca's delivered once on a really dodgy day.
Oh, wow.
Did you feel low?
I felt low, but the burger made me feel better. So, you know, you just sometimes have to do it.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't, but whatever. Each to their own.
What sort of burger was it?
Just a cheeseburger.
From a certain establishment?
Yeah, a certain establishment that I like to eat at in Marrickville.
Okay.
Very nice.
All right. No chain then?
I don't think it's a chain, no. Okay. I think it's just one off.
All right. Just checking.
So if people want to sort of work that out.
I'm just investigating his burger choice.
Bloody good burgers.
Excellent.
And chips pretty
I'll
good
get
too.
Them off you later.
I made homemade burgers if anyone's interested the other week.
No one wants
delicious.
Home burgers,
oh,
Gabby.
Oh, no. They were so good.
Home burgers.
No, it was like, because it's everything. You have everything precisely what you want.
Yep, exactly.
Lots of pickles. There.
Nah, you lost me.
Oh. Pickles?
What?
I take pickles off burgers.
Yeah, me too.
I think I've beetroot. Actually got to go. I can't do this anymore. That's awful.
What?
We need to move on.
No. Yeah. We can move on. But beetroot. I'm a fan of beetroot.
I don't like beetroot.
That's such an Aussie, like just,
no. I mean, it doesn't have to be on burgers. I just like it
yeah.
in general.
So cool. So
cool.
I'm so glad we're talking food. In the actual
part
sports.
And parcel, food and exercise.
Yeah, I suppose it is. Have a balanced diet, kids.
Yeah.
In the W League, the grand final was played. Sydney FC have beaten Perth Glory 4-2. It was a fantastic game. Played last Sunday, last Saturday at Jubilee Oval. God, what a mouthful! That was one sentence.
That was
I couldn't
in Melbourne.
Get any of it out. Jubilee is Cogra in Sydney.
Yep, cool.
Why were they playing in Melbourne as well? It was Perth versus Sydney.
Yep.
American forward, yeah, Savannah McCaskill.
Oh, no, I would not be able to have a friend called Savannah. I'd be like, Savannah Unana. Every time I saw her.
Unana?
Is that a song? Know that song?
Yeah. No, what's the song?
I'm not going to do it again.
Did we play it on 2SER?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know the song.
You know when you have friends that have names that just, like, you can't not sing to them or, like... Yep.
Yeah,
anyway, Savannah's one of them.
Okay. Well, Savannah McCaskill killed the Glory by scoring two. Why did I write it like that? McCaskill killed the Glory by scoring two goals of her own. She had a fantastic game, and it seemed like Sydney had pretty much won the game from the start. Like they were on top most of the game, and then Perth sort of were getting back, and there were a few edgy moments. But when Chloe Legazzo scored in the 68th minute to make it 4, like for Sydney, that was it. That was all over. Then you knew Perth were never going to come back after that. This is Sydney FC's record-equaling third championship.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's great for Sydney. Who, of course, lost to Melbourne City last season in the grand final. But this is really tough on Perth, who have now made 3 grand finals and are yet to win one.
Oh.
Yeah, really tough.
They're chokers. That's what you call teams you get to the grand final and lose.
Would you call a team that lost in the grand final chokers if they had Sam Kerr in the team?
Yeah, because as a team, they've choked.
But Sam Kerr's like the best in the world.
Oh, I'm not saying she's not, but the team...
Did you see her interview at the end? I always hate it when they interview them straight after they've come off the pitch and they're like, yeah, oh, yeah, you know, pretty disappointed, but, yeah, no, the girls did really well. And you're just like, let them get a breath in before you interview them.
Yeah, they have to get right into their face. It's always awkward. They do it in all sports.
No, all sports.
All sports. It's awkward.
All the sports. I don't think you're puffed after cricket, though, so it's fine.
Ooh, be cool.
Oh, well, if you're bowling... If you're running, like, back and forward on the pitch.
But you literally, by the time you've walked off the pitch to get interviewed, you'd be fine.
I don't know. I think every sport. We talked about this. Sports something where you get your heart rate up and you start sweating.
Well done, guys. In the cricket. I had to move away from the mic for 2 seconds and
we were absolutely fine.
No, you did very well. Last time you really struggled. This time you did quite good.
That's because you asked us to talk about something. We were in mid-conversation.
In the cricket, the BBL Grand Final was on. The Melbourne Renegades. Are the surprise winners...
Melbourne versus Melbourne.
Yeah, so
shoot
not...
me now.
It wasn't easy to watch.
I mean, we all know that cricket's already boring. So imagine the same city playing... The same city.
I know. Renegades, All-Stars. Ooh, which one do we go for? The Renegades or the All-Stars?
Yeah, it's tough. It really was tough. It was tough to watch. But the Renegades did, of course, beat the Stars. This is their first title. Now, the Stars, they had it in the bag. They had the Renegades who batted first at 5 for 145. Like, that was their first innings. That's all they made, 145 runs.
Which is low in 20 overs.
Okay, right.
Which is low in anything. It's terrible. And then themselves, the Stars, they went out and they were none for 93 in the 13th over. So they were, so close to
they
winning already.
Nailed it.
And then Marcus Stoinis got out for 39, and that was it. That's when the collapse began. They lost 7 wickets for 19 runs. It was just...
Domino.
Such a massive downfall.
It
was terrible. They just fell apart. I remember I actually stopped watching for a bit, and then I flicked back on, and I was like, what the hell just happened? Like, I was only gone for 2 seconds.
It's like time to skip forward. Like,
yeah.
Like you're into the vortex.
Did I walk into the wall again, and have I knocked myself out?
No, you're just watching cricket.
What I'm trying to work out is who were people going for? Who were the crowd going for in that game?
There did seem to be a lot more Renegades. When they showed, there were, how many people? I think I have it. No, I don't. There were people there. Yeah, I think I saw a lot more red, which would have been Renegades.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder. I just don't know how to pick. Like here, maybe there it's the same, but here in Sydney you've got the Sixers and the Thunder. And one's sort of the city team, one's sort of the Western team.
Oh, right.
But I wasn't sure if Melbourne did the same thing. Maybe the Renegades are more of a suburban team and the All-Stars are the city team.
I don't think.
That's it. Anyway, look into that.
Fascinating
Probably
stuff.
Probably not. there's another final on that's finished now too. Have you got that one?
Which one?
The WNBL.
Yeah, we're not going to get to that yet because we're still talking cricket, my friend.
Oh, sorry. Continue. Jesus.
Thank you, if you don't mind.
He's butting into his little water.
The Rose Bowl is currently on, so that's the Southern Stars. the Aussie girls cricket team.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
They're playing a one-day series against New Zealand, which starts today at the Wacker. It's the first of three games. Game two is February 24 in Adelaide, and game three is in Melbourne on March 3. Australia have won this... Well, Australia have held this trophy since 2000.
And just held it the whole time, just touching it.
They just don't let it go. That one person, they just mess around with it. And that's how they're so good at catching, because they just they throw this massive trophy to one another. And we'll talk about catching in one second. It's a great segue, Joel. Thank you.
I'm just going to do the segue.
You can still do it. I've got a couple more lines here, and then you can do it, okay? Just imagine I didn't do it. We haven't played a one day. The girls haven't played a one day since October, so it's been a few months. But before that, they had won six in a row. And the last time we played New Zealand in this... this Rose Bowl, we actually came from behind, so New Zealand won the first game, and then we won the second two. There you go, Gabby.
Speaking of there you go, Alyssa.
What a segue!
Wait. Alyssa Healy has given it a red hot go.
Well done. Very good. She
has become the Guinness World Record holder for catching the highest cricket catch. Catching the ball. So she's got a new Guinness World Record title for catching a ball that has been lifted up in the air 82.5 metres. So when I first read this article, I was like, whoa, she caught it. And it was like, how high must this be? Like, did they smash it with a cricket bat? And I read it, and then you just get to the video, and it's just like a whole bunch of men with helmets on flying a drone all the way up the chop.
Oh.
And they drop the ball with the drone.
They just dropped it.
Yeah, and she catches
she caught it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a record for what?
Highest, world record, highest
ever.
Yeah.
By anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. So they show it, and the drone is obviously 82.5 metres in the air, and they have a camera up there as well as on the ground, and when they drop it, you can see Alyssa Healy on the ground, you know, moving a lot because the ball's obviously going to move so much. It's falling 80-something metres.
Yeah.
It's an incredible catch.
Nice.
And everyone, yeah, like...
Well, the title is highest catch of a cricket ball.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So it's pretty specific.
With gloves.
With gloves and a helmet.
Gloves and a helmet, yeah.
Yeah.
Because when I was like, she's got gloves on, what's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
But then you realize, hang on, it's that high in the air.
Even every single person on the pitch has a helmet on.
Everyone's got helmets?
Oh.
Even the people doing the record?
WHS, it's all about workplace safety.
You reckon they do that for the guy with the world's longest fingernails? They have to wear helmets?
Oh.
They definitely don't wear gloves.
Can't wear gloves.
Well, he doesn't.
Speaking of flying things towards your face, I saw a guy, like a reporter, in like the pit of in the box of an ice hockey match in America, and seriously, this ice hockey puck comes flying past his nose, like literally 10 centimeters away, and smashes into like a Perspex screen on the front of the camera. So it was coming directly towards the camera, and this reporter was right here, and just went phew, right. And that guy would have been—I don't know what would happen. You get a puck in the face like that
seriously fast.
But it's amazing footage.
You knew you were going to do that. Do you know what a weird fact?
What's that?
Ariana Grande has been hit in the head by a hockey puck twice under the age of 5 at a game.
Oh, like just...
And it was news when it happened at the time, and it happened twice to her.
That's seriously dangerous. Those things go fast.
Yeah. And they're not like...
I think people have lost an eye. I think it was one of those people have lost eyes.
She surely
like, eyes
with, like
and
teeth
stuff.
And eyes and broken noses.
Teeth, for sure. Yeah. No doubt. Broken
It's a funny
bones
sport, hockey.
We don't talk about it nearly enough.
No.
Hockey. Okay, Mick.
Hello.
In the WNBL, this is going to brighten your day because I know you've had a terrible...
Capitals.
Yes, the Canberra Capital Letters have defeated Adelaide Lightning in Game 3.
Yay! Canberra win something. You know, I realise I only like Canberra in basketball. If we had a soccer team, I'd like them too, but we don't. But that's I don't like the Raiders. Actually, I like the Brumbies. Maybe I just don't like the Raiders.
Wait, what are the Raiders?
NRL.
NRL.
Who are the Brumbies?
Rugby Union.
Oh, okay.
Brumbies are great. They used to have a great team. But anyway, Capitals won. We should talk about the Capitals. They are the team. Brilliant season. I was really impressed. Kelsey Griffin.
That's who
MVP.
It was.
MVP. She was smashing those three-pointers.
Yeah.
And oh my God.
She got like heaps of points to win the MVP for the game.
She
got
like 24 points or something? 24, 25 points in a match?
Yes, I can't remember what that
she
is. But yes,
was
amazing.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. So that's exciting. I like that. It seems like funny all these certain sports are like wrapping up now. Like the summer sports are all starting to sort of.
It happens at the end of summer, mate.
Do we want to talk to you about seasons?
Anyway,
that's actually one of the funniest things I think you've ever said. Seems to me that
it's just
all
so
the
weird that like so at the end of February,
what a coincidence.
All the summer sports are wrapped. It's weird
it's
that they're
so
wrapping
bizarre.
Up.
Like all these autumn sports are starting, and I don't know why.
It's sad. It means the end of summer.
It's great news, my friend.
It's actually, it's not like it's still going to be warm. It's climate change. It's
why
isn't
the air conditioning on, by the way?
We turned it off.
Sorry, we turned it off because you were late. Sticking with NBL, Kings coach Andrew Gaze is set to quit at the end of the season and right before the semis. So the Sydney Kings have made the semis, and he's like, well, I'm not going to coach. Whoa, what was that?
Nothing.
Oh, I thought it was a phone. I thought it was a phone. It sounded like a phone. I was so excited.
It's my water bottle.
Do you make a weird little sound? Yes, please.
Doing.
This is just a short break to remind everyone to keep hydrated.
Yes, very absolutely. Nice. I've got my water. Mick, have you got yours?
No, I'm quite happy to have Andrew Gaze leave. He's a dirty Victorian.
That's good.
Was very good.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
No, yeah, back in the day, he used to play for the Melbourne Tigers, which was a big team. It was up against the Kings and the Tigers and the Cannons. They were all these NBL teams that everyone loved. But Gaze was Melbourne. It was always totally Melbourne. And having him coach Sydney Kings, nah, not down with it.
Well, this is what happens in Australian sport, though. In all sport, the coaches just go everywhere. The players go everywhere.
I know. True. I mean, Wayne Bennett's going to be coaching the Rabbitohs next year.
Yeah, that's true.
What's going on this year, this season?
Yes, this year. Yeah, so anyway, that's happening. In other basketball news.
Oh, guys.
Yeah,
everybody.
Happened?
Really.
Everyone. Everyone. Listen to this.
The biggest, most expensive fashion faux pas to have ever happened in the world. Picture this. College basketball.
Huge right now.
Huge.
Yeah.
I mean, not just right now, for the last long time. Huge game, right? Leading up to it. Thousands of people are there. It cost $9,000 just to get a ticket to go and see this game. Guess who walks in? Barack Obama. Didn't need this. Next person, Spike Lee, famous director. Another guy.
Are you making this up?
No. Another guy that plays baseball, supposedly quite important.
Babe Ruth.
And they're all here to see Zion Williamson.
Well done.
This is Duke versus North Carolina.
Duke versus North Carolina.
Huge rivalry match.
I missed kind of the key point. I'm just trying to set the
but
scene,
you're building
right?
Up nicely.
So, like,
continue.
Remember, imagine Barack Obama's there. Like, whoa, huge. This kid is going out. I think he's like 18. He is just like a superb athlete. He's got people just lining up, ready to sign him from the NBA. Gets out there. He's smashing it. Boom, boom, boom. Then his foot explodes out of his shoe. Like, the video footage is insane. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen that in any basketball, let alone any sport, where his foot exploded out of his shoe.
Yeah.
Obviously, serious fall from that and then injury. And this is a Nike shoe, and they were wanting to sign him. A huge deal. And it has just gone all over the internet. It was millions of viewers.
Couldn't he just demand more money now?
No, why would you want to go with Nike in the first place? Oh. Sweatshop, crappy shoes.
They all are.
Yeah, they all are. But Puma was just like tweeted, wouldn't have happened with Pumas. Like,
well, why?
It wouldn't be
why
the best like, marketing.
I mean, how are these things made? Like, I think I just could. The footage is amazing. Look it up if you haven't seen it. Because his foot just like just breaks through the shoe and the shoe's just gone. It's like he ends up with a sock on the ground arriving in pain.
Yeah.
And this guy is one of the best young players out there. And he didn't do his ACL, but he has done a significant injury. Yeah, crazy.
Very crazy.
Bad press too.
Not good. In the rugby league, we'll just talk about this quickly.
20 days.
Yes, but we did have the All-Stars game.
Oh, yeah.
So in the women's, so this is their first time playing because it was, inaugural for both games. Yeah. The New Zealand Maoris beat the Indigenous All-Stars 8-4.
Yep. Low scoring game.
Very low scoring game. No goals kicked. Just 3 tries scored. It was one of those games where you could see that the Maori women were just so much more powerful and so much bigger. But like the Indigenous side did really well to like only let in 2 tries because these girls were like so much
tight.
Bigger and so much stronger than them. And I think there was a thing here about in the first 30 minutes, the Indigenous side couldn't even get out of their own end. And they only, actually, no, sorry, they only had two play the balls in the whole game.
What?
In the 20-metre zone of the Maoris.
Far out.
That's just crazy. Yeah, yeah. So to have scored one try is fantastic. And in the men's, the Indigenous All-Stars beat the Maoris 34-14.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, a bit of a blowout at the end there. Okay, I wanted to ask you about that. I have it here somewhere. Yes, it says, as a Para fan, did you crap your pantaloons when you eel Blake Ferguson did an awkward backflip?
What?
Oh my God, what happened?
He nearly landed on his head. Like, that's what
this
happened.
This is what I think every time someone does that when they play sport.
So Blake Ferguson's a big guy. He's also about 29, 30, 31. Yeah. I don't know, maybe even over 30 now. So he's not as limber as he used to be. He's also got a history of maybe knee injuries.
Oh, this guy
does a backflip. He scores a try. Yay! And then sort of plants his feet and does this huge backflip. And as you can see, he's not rotating very quickly. And we're like, what is he doing? And he sort of landed awkwardly on his legs. And then he sort of falls over sideways.
We've got a microphone here, mate. Can you use it?
I was acting it out.
It was very good.
But no, as a Parramatta fan, I was, yes, pooping my pants, as you say, because this is our new recruit. We spent lots of money on him. Don't go hurting yourself in
imagine
bloody trial game.
Oh, they're such bullheads.
Anyway.
Sam Kerr, though, she can do a serious backflip.
Sam Kerr is just...
Blake's got to go talk to her.
She can do like double flips.
Yep. And, of course, the Roosters won the World Club Challenge, if anyone's interested. Not really. Anyway, I guess it's game time, huh?
Ooh.
A game kind of like mixed game from last week. Oh, man, I almost didn't get it. I couldn't find it. So the voiceover guy said...
Oh, so have you learnt something from me?
A game kind of like mixed game last week.
Okay.
And all the eye-rolling that he was doing last week.
There was no eye-rolling?
Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm, I know. He's like, mm-hmm. Whatever you think.
My word against yours. Mick did very well last week. Hey, don't look at my answers.
Okay. I literally can't see anything, so you don't have to worry. It's fine, I can't see.
Okay. So in keeping with Mick's theme last week, I'll ask some random questions and give you some multiple choice answers. Okay?
All right.
All right, cool. What's the longest recorded drive in golf to the nearest centimetre?
Oh, what? You've got, okay, multiple choice.
Is it 47,200 centimetres, 43,100 centimetres, or 50,000 centimetres exactly?
D.
Well, it's not going to be exactly. It's going
and
to
you
be...
can turn it into metres if you like. E. I know I made that much harder.
But don't make me count. Don't make me do maths.
D. So I'm just going to keep saying letters until you take my answer.
There's a 47,000
so, line. 47,200, so what's that, 472 metres?
That's a long way.
431 metres or 500 metres in just a single drive?
That's like five football fields.
One shot. Hmm. Yes, very good.
I can count that.
So, yeah, so have we answered?
I don't know.
You said D.
Yeah.
It's not even an option.
Is it not?
I said A, B, and C. I thought you were joking.
I wasn't.
Hey! It's not D. Come on, so A, B, or C. Just have a guess.
C. No, I said C.
Oh, you
I said
C?
D, but I meant C.
It's a voice. B.
And just keep the wah-wahs going.
Oh, it's okay. So loud.
It's only the three then. Yeah, that's the first one. So the world record for the longest drive is 472 metres set by Mike Austin in 1974.
Wow.
It still hasn't been broken since 1974.
You would have thought the clubs are way better. And
yeah, exactly, yeah. And he, like, you've seen pictures, he's a big guy. So he's had a lot of muscle. It was a par four, and he cleared the green by about 50 metres.
Whoopsies.
Okay, question two. What is the world record time for the women's 100 metre running? Is it A, 10.49 seconds?
No.
11.01 seconds, 10.53 seconds.
Mm.
C.
10.53.
You've both gone 10.53. And you both wrong.
It's the other 10.49
seconds.
Okay. So I haven't gone sub 10 yet. Must be getting close. I reckon we'll get some women who
actually
crack that soon.
No, because this world record was set in 1988.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. American Florence Griffith Joyner.
Oh, Flojo.
It's not been broken since then.
Flojo.
That's what she's called.
Yeah.
That's what she's called by you. Okay, we've got to hurry. Aussie... Oh, shit, that's the answer. What is the world record time for the men's 200-meter backstroke?
Aussie Wright.
Is it... It's the time. Is it 1 minute 45 seconds... 1 minute 45 61... 145.63,
145.65. What are these?
What do you mean? This is
can
exactly
you do,
what
you do the game? Can you do the game?
I'll do the game next week.
Yes, Gav's doing it.
C.
B.
Hey, we got one. B is correct.
Well, that's all we got time for, Joel.
Mitch Larkin. I'll give you one more.
Really?
We really are out of time. Okay. No, we need to do one more because I put a lot of effort into this. Mm-hmm. Okay, what is the highest ever amount of total points in a rugby league game? 112, 106, or 102?
112.
Ooh, whoever said 102. Oh,
yes!
Gab gets one. All
right. If you're a Canberra fan, look away now. Newcastle beat Canberra 72-30 a few years ago. There you go. The end.
Gab's up next week.
Yeah.
Are you really going to do it?
Hell yeah.
Excellent. Less work for me. And that's it.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Can you believe? Brown cow. Running. You're a homosexual. I care about you.
Go, baby. Just
no,
do
I'm not going.
Because it's done.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
Hello, we're back, and we're real people this time.
It's us, we're real, we're here, and we're here to say hello to you.
My core really hurts, that's something else I have to say. I have a very sore core.
Mm. You core sore?
Core sore, but I'm also starting a new genre of music called sore core, and it's just songs about how much I hurt personally. Physically, not emotionally, different thing. Sore core is about physical core soreness.
Oh.
We can hear you. We can hear your mouth noises.
Well, I mean, like, I guess I'll just use my eyes on the microphone. Like,
no,
of course you can hear my mouth noises.
Yeah, but you are eating a gross breakfast sandwich.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. I am not eating a gross breakfast sandwich. I ate a delicious bacon and egg muffin.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm wearing AirPods.
Well, I mean, that's kind of rude for you to have AirPods in when we're in the middle of our show.
I'm going to be completely honest. I was here earlier today.
Before you say that, you're listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SCR 107.3 with me, Ruby Innes.
And me, Patrick Clancy, and you should know that by now. But we'll remind you, but in case you forget. Because that happens.
Yeah.
Happens. You
so
forget.
What's up?
But I was here earlier. I got here earlier than Ruby because Ruby had work and was also in the throes of injury, which we will explain later. But I got here earlier and I started doing some work at the computer, like organizing some stuff. So I put some videos on to entertain myself while I did some stuff. And I got greeted by the lovely host of Friday Drive, Danny, who is one of our boys of Hardcore Classic.
Ah, oh, my friend Danny.
Our friend Danny.
My friend Danny.
But yeah, he came in and I greeted him, so I took my headphones off and lo and behold, beneath my headphones, I was wearing earplugs.
I hate that. I straight up hate that.
I was so embarrassed, but also I need to flex on everyone at every given moment with my AirPods because I spent so much money on them.
It properly, like, sucks. I'm sorry.
I know. It wasn't good. But it does give you the unique defense of, like, you just, like, when you have AirPods, you just can't hear people because you are wearing AirPods.
Yeah. Maybe you should just take them out.
Yeah.
I'm convinced that, like, I don't know, one of these days is going to be, like, this worldwide like mind virus takeover, uh-huh. And it's only going to affect everybody who's wearing AirPods, and suddenly it's going to be like, and then like everybody wearing AirPods is going to be like,
like execute Order 66, kill all the Jedi.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like what would the mind virus make you do?
I don't know.
Just buy another iPhone.
Probably something like that.
But like everyone already bought.
Imagine if you were listening to like Spotify.
But the thing is,
little did you know, very, very quietly, the whole time you're wearing AirPods, it was saying, buy the new iPhone, buy the new iPhone.
I really prefer if it was just doing the classic Simpsons, join the Navy.
Evonetnia. Okay, so anyway, tonight in the show, we will be joined by a very special guest, Jolene Mataele. She is a lady, which is an indigenous trans woman from Tonga. Of noble blood who founded the Tonga Laetes Association and is leading the fight for equal rights for Laetes through hosting a joyful and hilarious beauty pageant, challenging a popular homophobic preacher and traveling all the way to the United Nations to draw attention to their plight. And her campaign has been captured in the documentary Laetes in Waiting, which has been screened at Queer Screen's Mardi Gras Film Festival this year on Wednesday, the 27th of February. So next week. So we'll be joined by Jolene, which is very exciting.
But right now, we're going to be listening to DJ Romance by Sakama. And this is It's Gay Area on 2SER 107.3.
Ooh, yeah. Looking at you with a little love in my eyes. Don't know if you feel it, but I'm pushing the vibe. Oh, yeah, but I'm pushing the vibe. It's only been a week, but I'm catching the feels. In the fast lane, but we're burning the wheels. Oh, is it too late for me to say it? Oh, let me say it. You ain't gotta pretend like there's nobody else. If there's any loose ends, maybe I can help. Got a couple of reasons why you should forget. Got a couple of reasons why you will regret. Nothing, 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 nothing we do. Nothing, 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 nothing we do. Nothing, 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 nothing we do. Nothing, nothing, only me and you. Nothing, 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 nothing we do. Nothing, 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 nothing we do. Nothing, 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 nothing we do. Nothing, nothing, only me and you. 8 a.m. wake up with your hands in my hair. Pick up where we left off, got me feeling somewhere, yo. Oh, you got me feeling some type of way, yo. Took me out of breakfast and I'm feeling spin. I don't know your flavor, but I'm letting it in. Damn, you look good in a blue t-shirt. Oh, I don't know what it is, but something about this works. You ain't gotta pretend to play it cool. Coming on too strong is what we do. Got a couple of reasons why you should forget. Got a couple of reasons why you will regret. Nothing, 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 nothing we do. Nothing, 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 nothing we do. Nothing, 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 nothing we do. Nothing, nothing, only me and you. Nothing, 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 nothing we do. Nothing, 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 nothing we do. Nothing, 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 nothing we do. Nothing, nothing, only me and you. Pull my heart out. Show you how it's beating for you, but that would be a little bit crazy, little bit crude. But all of my thoughts are OT for you. I should chill the fuck out, but that would be lying to you. It's not even the D that got me. I like fucking, but there's so much more that I wanna do. Nothing, 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 nothing we do. Nothing, 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 nothing we do. Nothing, 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 nothing we do. Nothing, nothing, only me and you. Nothing, 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 nothing we do. Nothing, 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 nothing we do. Nothing, 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 nothing we do. Nothing, nothing, only me and you.
That was DJ Romance by Sakama. And you're still on It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3 with me, Patrick, and Ruby. And who else, Ruby?
And we are now joined in the studio by the lovely Jolene Mataele, who is the founder of the Tonga Ladies Association and is just honestly, like, one of my heroes. Hello, hello, Jolene, how are you?
Good, thank you very much, and thank you for having me over here.
Oh, thank you so much for coming. Now, so what role does humour play in the film Ladies in Waiting? And sorry, why is it so, why is it important for, I guess, poignant humour in, like, a triumphant story such as yours?
Well, honestly, if we don't have humour in life, then life is, will be so boring, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And not only that, but, you know, we find humour in a lot of our work, especially when we do pageants and all that. You know, it's usually... even though you people will be laughing and all that, but your messages will get through to them at the end of the day or the end of the night. Mm-hmm. And having something like this, especially a movie or a document movie, to actually record your story with a bit of humor, of course, at the same time, there's seriousness in it, you know, and at the same time, it changes minds of people when they're actually listening mm-hmm. into what you're saying, you know, because everybody watches movie. They love anything to do with a movie.
Yeah.
But when there's a document like that that is professionally produced and your issues is really brought out wholeheartedly, with the true, nothing but the truth mm-hmm. story, then it'll be a perfect way to get your message through.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So what role does the Miss Galaxy pageant play in sort of dismantling oppressive fundamentalist beliefs?
Well, let me take you back to when it started.
Mm-hmm.
It,
absolutely.
You know, in 1992, we started the Tall Ladies Association. Mm. And then we didn't have any money whatsoever to run our HIV programs, our awareness programs, mm-hmm. or let alone having something to pay for our cup of tea during the meeting. So what we did was we thought of something that would bring resource to the association. And so we came up with a pageant. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, this is the only thing. Every time we have a fashion parade, you know, all the drag queens will wear whatever, create whatever they want to wear. But mm-hmm. everybody will laugh. And, you know, at the same time, we'll get money out of it, mm-hmm. yeah. you know. So we decided, okay, we'll come up with a pageant. And then the name was yet to be decided. And I thought, oh, Galaxy. I don't know how that came into – I think – and there was a magazine at home that night that, you know, about satellite and all this and that. And then that word was actually there. So I said, oh, Galaxy. Why not? Because, hey, we do things out of the ordinary, you know.
I was about to say it's out of this world. Amazing.
So that's how Miss Galaxy came. And it has actually brought in not just nationally, people from the region, but it has brought a lot of international media to the pageant, and it has funded 62 since we started in 1993. It has funded 62 scholarships for the Tonga Ladies Association, our school dropouts. It has funded our programs, our HIV programs. It has funded our all our activities, especially when it comes to law reform consultations. You know, I mean, the funders came years later, mm-hmm. but Miss Galaxy paved the way for the Tonga Ladies Association.
That's so stunning.
So it's just amazing. Now, in regards to like the importance of like oral culture, why is it so important now for the stories and like of history to be resurrected or kept alive? Like, obviously, in terms of like the history of Ladies in Tonga.
Well, if you go back 500 AD. You know, we weren't even thought of. You know, there was never any I mean, the word stigma and discrimination was never, ever discussed, mm-hmm. okay? We, in the history of Tonga, we used to have goddesses, trans goddesses, you know. We had someone called Tangaloa, who have apparently is called Otua Motangata, which is half man, half god, or, you know. And we've always believed in those legendary stories because it's still here. It's still there. Even now, we're much older now, and these stories are still repeatedly told, you know, in our, you know, when we were in the primary school. Because even when I grew up, there was always ladies around, you know, who were much older than us. You know, there were cousins of mine that were much older than me who were ladies who were actually paving the way, way before I came into mm-hmm. the picture. You know, the only thing is they wouldn't come forward, you know, in public and declare, I need my right for this and that, you know. But the history of ladies in Tonga have always been there. Until Christianity, nothing against Christianity. I love my faith. I love my religion. But people intend to change the belief of Christianity and use it against us.
Absolutely.
You know, for the life, just because of the life we chose to live. And but it actually labeled us from the so-called normal people. To me personally, I really do not believe that God brought the Bible to discriminate anyone, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Do you think, like, do you think your faith as a Catholic has challenged being a laity at all, or have you found a way for it to kind of like coincide?
I think the Catholic Church back at home is the most tolerant mm-hmm. church that I would, you know, think that because of the way we live back at home, with due respect to all the other church leaders, our cardinal is the only the church leader who comes to any of our events. Mm-hmm. You know, our national consultations, he was there. Our HIV programs, he's there. Whenever we ask him to come to any of our events, he's there. He's always there as a good shepherd. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what church leaders should be.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You
know?
And also, when it comes to especially the when we have little get-togethers, retreats and that, when we ask for a special hour of just not just praise and worship, but meditations mm-hmm. and that, there's always someone from the church to come and help out, you know. And not only that, but they're the only ones who would allow us to go in with our dresses and makeup and everything to church every Sunday.
That's amazing.
So in your sort of journey for equal rights for ladies, there not everyone always has been supportive. So you did challenge a homophobic preacher. So as someone who has stood headstrong against discriminatory people, what would you say are the most important things to sort of stand strong against hate? And also tell us a bit about that homophobic preacher.
Well, Pastor Barry is, well, I wouldn't say that he's a bad creature. He's just a friend. Because I love his wife very much. Mm-hmm. Such a lovely lady, but too bad that his belief is really you know, become a barrier for us. Mm-hmm. But one thing I admire about him is he's always there when, you know, when we write and invite him to come to any of our consultations, he'll mm-hmm. come. Mm-hmm. You know, he'll definitely be there to argue, you know, which is a good argue. We don't scratch each other's eyes, mm-hmm. but yeah. He argues and we argue about the Bible, and then he comes with his definition. We come up with our definition. His belief, I do respect his belief, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
And I do believe everybody has got a right for their own belief, but your belief shouldn't go shouldn't affect the rights of others.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I believe human rights ends at the end of your finger.
Mm-hmm.
So if you touch someone else, you're actually harassing that yeah. person. You're mm-hmm. over your limit, you mm-hmm. know? And to me, I don't even know why or how on earth these preachers do preach against us, and yet we've done nothing mm-hmm. but serve the community.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we've served the community. We've, rain or shine, we're there. We're decorating. We're cooking. We're preparing. We're, you know, we do things for our churches because we believe that the faith that we should have should love us, mm-hmm. not mm. discriminate us.
Yeah, mm. absolutely. You know?
So,
of course.
That's the friend Pastor Barry.
Now, when filming the documentary about Ladies in Waiting, of course, what were like your favorite moments doing it?
My favorite moments? I'm not sure.
Ooh. none of it.
I think my most favorite moment was being able to serve the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know, especially the Queen Mother, the late Queen Mother.
Mm-hmm.
She was very, very dear to my heart. And part of my education was from her. 'Cause my grandmother passed away in 1988, and I, you know, dedicated my time to serve her, you know, and she became the mentor, you know, even though I shouldn't really say that but I say that with gratitude,
yeah,
you know, that she was a one of the best mentors in my life. And I think in every single time I watch the documentary, when it comes to that part, it really touches me because it reminds me of my grandmother, because she was the person who brought me up and gave me the foundation I am today.
Mm-hmm. That's so beautiful. Oh, my God.
I'm about to cry. That's really beautiful. Oh, my God.
So, sort of, in your sort of struggle or your crusade for equal rights for ladies, what is the sort of main something you could change, something that you could help happen, even universally, if not locally, what would you want people to change or to realize or...
I guess, how would you want people to, change or their view on ladies, or even kind of learn more, I guess?
I think if everybody will listen wholeheartedly and have the true godly love that, you know, that God shared with everyone,
mm-hmm.
I'm becoming very religious. I think if they have the true love and being able to support our community, I think that will be the best thing ever, you know, because, yeah. I mean, you say, oh, yeah, we do love him. but
but
you know, it, you know, it's always the it's always the word of, or there's always a but, because oh yeah, we do accept him, we do accept them and all that, but he shouldn't be involved with another man, or he shouldn't be doing this, he shouldn't be. But really, have they really gone into the heart of that person, mm-hmm. and the mind of that person, how torn that person is,
yeah.
for saying that?
Yeah.
You know? They can say all they want that I need to change, I need to read the Bible more. And I said, I don't know what else in the Bible do I need to read.
I can read.
Like, oh, hello. I can put my own definition into it. But, you know.
It's very interesting with the Bible, though, because I'm Roman Catholic. And, like, the Bible is supposed to be interpreted in your own way. Like, it's not supposed to be word for word. It's supposed to be, like, a kind of guide to interpretation. And, like, I just find it so interesting that there are people who will interpret it with love for all, and then there are people that will interpret it with just pure hatred, which is, it's crazy because it's one book, but there's just so many different ways that people are interpreting it.
Not to forget, it was written by men.
Yeah. Exactly.
It wasn't written by God himself. It was written by men.
T.
It's just men telling people what they think.
Thank you so much for joining us, Jolene. It's been lovely having you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. And I wish you all the best. And I hope I will see you guys.
Absolutely.
Next week.
This is so good.
I'll be here next week. And that was Jolene Mataele joining us on the show to talk about the Tonga Ladies Association, her plight to bring equal rights to for laities after religious fundamentalism in Tonga. Just an incredible soul. We are so happy to have her with us in the studio. I'm freaking out.
And we've had so much fun that we've actually got no more time left.
We've run out of time.
We've used our time. We have nothing important to say anyway, really.
But stay tuned for Hardcore Classic with Danny and the Boys. They are next up. And thank you so much to our producers, Mike and Rhiannon, for everything they do. And what are we going to put on next?
We're going to put on some music. This is Between You and Me by Australian songstress Betty Who, new single from the 15th of February, which is not too long ago.
Not too long ago.
Very recent. So we're going to play that for you now, and we'll be seeing you next week for Mardi Gras. It's Mardi Gras.
True.
Woo. Woo. Everyone have fun. You have to have fun.
You better have fun or else.
But we'll see you next week, and I love you. I love you all.
This has been It's a Gay Area on TwitCR 107.3.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
It's too crowded in this bar. We've been small talking so far. I can't tell if we're friends. You sure like to make fun of my ex, but we never get past this part. Don't wanna give myself away, 'cause I'm trying so hard not to say. Just between you and me, I can feel something. You're wondering if you do too. Just between you and me, can't help but feeling we're acting like lovers do. Why can't we just address it? Why don't we start undressing? So there's nothing between, nothing between, nothing between, nothing between you and me. You got one hand on the wheel, slide the other over, make it real. Sitting at the red light, tensions are high. Bob, you can cut with a knife. Baby, tell me how you feel. Come on and give yourself away, 'cause all I want is you to say. Just between you and me, I can't. can feel something, you're wondering if you do too. Just between you and me, can't help but feeling we're acting like lovers do. Why can't we just address it? Why don't we start undressing? Till there's nothing between, nothing between, nothing between, nothing between you and me. Till there's nothing between, nothing between, nothing between, nothing between you and me. Nothing between you and me. Why can't we just address it? Why don't we start undressing? So there's nothing between, nothing between, nothing between, nothing between you and me. Inch by inch, I come.
2SER wishes to acknowledge the custodians of the land from which we broadcast, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation and the Wadumatagal clan of the